Welcome to episode 1027. It's Monday, April 27th, and you're listening to The Geek at Geek News Central. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com, Harry's.com, and listeners like you. Pick up a domain name for just 99 cents or get $1 a month economy hosting with a free domain at GoDaddy. All my GoDaddy specials can be found at GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy. Tonight, I want you to go to Harry's.com, and Harry's is going to give you $5 off if you type in my code GEEKNEWS for a shave that is fantastic and going to save you a ton of money. Talk about that more in a few minutes. Start supporting the show today by becoming a GNC Insider by going to GeekNewsCentral.com/Insider. GeekNews Central is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Let's get it on. Time to rock and roll. Here it comes.
All right, people, I need a go, no-go for the Geek News Central podcast. Digital archive recorders.
We're go fly.
Microphone.
We're go fly.
Video feed.
Go.
Web browser.
Go.
RSS data stream aggregator.
Go fly.
Interflux Toddism suppressor.
All right, I'm confused.
Host readiness check.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
The Geek News Central podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are ready to go. Cue Todd in...
5.
Button, who's got the button?
4.
There is no cause for alarm.
3.
Everybody hold on to something.
2.
Just press the button.
1.
It's showtime.
Aloha and welcome to Geek News Central. Of course, my name is Todd Cochran. I want to welcome you to the show. I've got a great line of tech to talk about tonight. And of course, if you're one of our longtime listeners or viewers, part of our Ohana, I want to say, just give you guys a warm, warm welcome for being here. And thanks for being part of the family. Lots to talk about. I got a lot to share in the tech space. Kind of short on admin notes tonight, which will make all you guys cheer. But I have a mission tonight for all of you, and we'll get into that in just a few moments. But hey, if you're brand new to the show, first thing you got to do is go over to the website at geeknewscentral.com. Why don't you just buzz right over there right now. On your mobile phone, because we are mobile ready, or on your browser, if you're at your desktop, wherever you may be, I want you to go to geeknewscentral.com right now, and then I want you to click on the subscribe buttons, either iTunes or RSS. I want you to get subscribed to the show, and that way you'll never miss a single episode. You'll want to get signed up for the newsletter as well. The newsletter contains everything I'm going to talk about in today's show. It'll be emailed to you directly to your inbox immediately following the podcast tonight. This is a one-way newsletter. You can read, of course, always send me an email, but we'll talk about that just in a second. All that information can be found there at geeknewscentral.com. So don't fret. You'll be able to get subscribed to the show if you're not already. And if someone recommended this show to you, we want to hear about that as well. We want to hear as the Ohana spreads the love of this podcast on who recommended you to listen to the show. And we give credit where credit's due. So if you do email me, let me know that as well. Hey, you can find me on Twitter at Geek News, or you can find me via email at geeknews@gmail.com. So great ways to stay in touch. Of course, you can follow me on Facebook. Just Todd Cochran is a place to look, or on Google Plus as well. I'm out there. And of course, the Tech Podcast channel on the Roku, Boxy, Samsung Smart TV, Google TV, you name it. We are there. And you can really watch this show or listen to this show, depending on the type of device you have, really anywhere, any place, anytime. We have listeners from all over the world that tune in twice a week. So glad to have you part of our family here tonight. All right, I've been sharing with you guys my experience with Harry's.com and, of course, Harry's Razors. And this is something that's never happened in any product that I have ever tested, used, talked about on the show, is that 2 days ago, you know, I'm just talking about talking to my son, who is shaving age, and talking about the razor, and he's like, well, I want one. And So let me try it out. Let me have you try it out. Put a fresh blade on for him. And he used it. And he doesn't have the type of growth I do, so he doesn't shave as often. But he got done. He's like, that's pretty good. And unbeknownst to me, my wife has been stealing that razor. And ladies, I know you all shave your legs, so my wife is no exception to that. And she says, well, while you're ordering one for Ray, get one for me. And then my 18-year-old daughter, she's like, you know, she hadn't even tried it. Sign me up, too. And so we basically become a Harry's Razor family here. And, you know, to do that with other types of razors is absolutely nuts crazy expensive. With four people in the house, essentially, you know, the ladies obviously not as often as the fellas, you know. And again, I don't get into the personal details of how often my wife shaves her legs, but shaving is expensive. And you go and buy that company that starts with a G, and holy cow, it's like, you gotta sell your firstborn in order to afford to buy those razors. And I've always bought really good shaving cream and everything. So for me, this experience with Harry's was new. And, you know, as I've, you know, Harry's was started by two guys. They're passionate about creating a better shaving experience for all men and women. So it's really, I'm really happy with the results. And it passes the smooth skin test of my lovely wife, and that's the most important part. And you know, they bought a blade factory in Germany. They've been crafting some of the world's highest quality blades for nearly a century, and it really pans out when you try these, because even though I can afford now to change blades more often, the blades are lasting an incredible long time. And what they really did is they cut out the middleman, and they're offering an amazing shave at a fraction of the price of drugstore brands. So here's the deal. Their starter kit is just $15. That includes the razors, three blades, and your choice of the shave cream or foaming gel. I use the foaming gel. We've actually ordered the shaving cream to get a test on that too on the next go around for my son and everyone else. But as an added bonus, you can get $5 off your first purchase with my code GEEKNEWS. Again, after using my code, you can get an entire month worth of shaving just for $10. So what I want you to do is I want you to go to harrys.com now. And Harry's, again, will give you $5 off if you type in my code GEEKNEWS with your first purchase. That's HARRYS.com. And again, enter that coupon GEEKNEWS and check out the $5 off deal on their starter set and start shaving smarter today. And for those of you that are watching the show today, just, you know, right over there on harrys.com. I think you guys are going to love the product. I know that I have. I've had a great experience using it this month. I want to thank Harry's for giving us a try here and sponsoring the show. I hope that you guys will go down and grab yourself a starter kit and let me know what you think. We've already had some listeners tell me that they were already using the product before I kind of started talking about it earlier this month. But we definitely want all of you guys to get on the action. And ladies, too, if you so desire, I think you're going to be very shocked at the quality and the price. And price savings is the main thing. But again, I want to thank harrys.com here. And get that $5 off by using that promo code GEEKNEWS. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into my stack of just short stuff I want to talk about today. And first off, my phone's been ringing off the hook. And thank God we hired Mackenzie to basically take calls for me, screen stuff. Been very, 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 very busy. It's been a good thing. And so we've been moving forward with a lot of just regular business stuff. So I've been swamped day and night. But one thing I keep going back to, and is was talking to our team via email today, is that the Geek News Central, we're blessed to have some great shows here. You know, we've got the New Media Show. We had Jeff Adams on this past Saturday. It was a great interview. We've got the new website, ProGear.Guru. We've got Health Tech Weekly with Jamie Davis. We got the Gadget Professor with Mr. Don Bain. We got Elder Divide with Todd Ani. And, of course, we've got Langley with Robot Underpants. And, of course, all our special media events. And even our team members, our bloggers, if you guys have been watching the special media feed, you'll know that there's been a bunch of new audio put in there. So if you haven't been checking that lately, get caught up. There's a whole bunch of interviews from an event that happened in the UK. And we want you all to to be abreast of what's going on there. So don't forget to support our other team members here, part of the Geek News Central family. I want to share with you a customer service positive. And I don't know, let me see here if I've got some. All right. So here's my, for those of you that are watching, and I'll try to describe this as best I can for those of you that are listening. Here's my business card. And I just want to, you guys can hear that, right? This is a business card by Vistaprint. And they're not paying me for this. Okay, just so you guys are, I want to just tell you guys this, okay? So I've really been using Vistaprint for a long time. Well, I ordered, my son's getting ready to graduate. And here, and, you know, a lot of places are doing this now. You either go to Costco or go someplace like and get these big postcards, right, announcing the graduation announcement. Some people still do the traditional kinds where it's a double envelope and it's a real fancy. Well, this stuff's expensive. So what we do is we buy a large postcard size, put picture front and back, and put the text on it and everything. And I ordered like 250 or 300 cards. It was like $100. Ordered some other things too, a flyer, some other stuff. Well, as I was typing everything up, you know, I'm yelling at my wife, come in here and check this, make sure it's all right. She says, I trust you. And I had my son come in and he looked at the cards. Oh, everything's good. Everything's right. We spell checked everything. Well, we got the cards. Oh, they look beautiful. Everything was good. And, you know, off we go. And then I got back from Vegas. My wife said, do you know how to spell the Ray's High School? I said, yeah. And I spelled it out. She goes, wrong. She says, it's a U, not a O. And I'm like, what? She says, you know, she was beating up on me pretty bad. You knucklehead, you know, you ordered those cards and you put the wrong, you typed it in wrong. And I was, so I'm kind of like internally cussing myself. And I said, well, I'll just order, you know, another set of cards. We have no choice, right? Well, she called Vistaprint, unbeknownst to me. She called Vistaprint and they have, now I did this, I made the mistake. Me, I typed it in wrong. Nothing they did wrong. They have 100% satisfaction guarantee and they corrected the spelling error and are reshipping me all those cards again. I am astonished that they did that. So it got me to thinking about products that we use, companies that do right about their customers. They had no, they didn't need to do that. Absolutely did not need to ship me another set of cards. My fault. And I would have not called them and asked for forgiveness. I would have, you know, that was my knucklehead move, right? So as we find, as you guys and, you know, this entire audience, as you find products and services that you love, that you can stand behind from those types of stories, I want you to share that with me. Because I think what we can do here as an Ohana is that we can go out and maybe make some deals where we can, as a group, buy some product at a cheaper price. And it's, I want to restrict this to Geek News Central, Don Bain with the Gadget Professor, Langley, Todd. I want it to be this family, these family of shows where we find something that we think's great and that all of us should have that. Or a section of us, and then we want to go out and try to do some deals where we can basically get some product, get a few points on it from a discount standpoint, and then as a Ohana, we'll talk about it together, and if you guys like it, you guys can order it, and as you do, you'll support the show by basically we'll try to pass on some of the savings to you guys too. So that's some of the things I'm thinking about as we move forward here into the next 10 years of this show, and really kind of tricked me, or not tricked me, but what set me off was thinking about what Vistaprint did on this order. And I think together, all of us can find, you know, just like the Harry's Razor, it's a great product. I think we can all, as a team, as a big Ohana here, big family, we can find stuff that we love. And if we find stuff we hate, and stuff that's junk, we need to talk about that too. So we make sure none of us buy stuff that another one of us had experience doing. So as you guys are sending me emails in the future, If you've had a good customer support experience with a company, share that with me. I'll go out and reach out and make a connection. If it's been a poor experience, let's, you know, do the opposite. Let's make sure that we, you know, I'll share that with all of you so that you guys know too. And again, I've had a great experience. Now, if someone else had a bad experience with Vistaprint, we want to get all that stuff on the table so that we kind of work as a team here as we move forward and find cool stuff that we want to buy and stuff that we want to share and have cool, you know, have stuff as, you know, kind of here as the family. It's the family suggestion. So let's try this and see how it's going to work. And this is going to be a slow process. We're going to start out small. And one thing that I'm going to share with you that we think we're going to be able to get some discount on pricing on, and let me see if I can find the article. It was an article that was written up by Andrew. Let's see here. I don't think it's on the front page anymore. When I get more information, I'll share it with you guys. But, you know, he kind of signed off, so it's a cool product. So we're going to give that as a first shot in sharing something with you guys as a product that we're going to be able to get some discounts on and maybe something that will interest you. Okay. So, bada bing, bada boom. Again, it's going to be a products you love, products we love. And we're probably going to make a landing page for it and just we'll have an ongoing list of stuff and we'll see where this leads. Of course, tonight I don't want to forget about our longtime sponsor, GoDaddy.com. And GoDaddy, of course, has been here through thick and thin many, many years, bringing to us great products and services that we all have become to love and trust. And just like any other time, and we're going to have some new codes next month, but right now, and these deals go away on Friday. All these codes, I think, are going to be, they're going to dry up very, very quickly, and a whole set of new codes are going to come online. So you need to get over to geeknesscentral.com/GoDaddy. Look at them now. See if there's something that you want to get in there. I will know tomorrow what the deal is, and I'll be able to share with you guys on Thursday what we have worked out with GoDaddy on the new offers. But 99cent.com, GNC99's a code. Also, website builder. Get a domain name, Microsoft Outlook email address for just $1 a month for 12 months. And all these offers, you need to look at the restrictions because some of these come with an additional 7 or 8 cents or 18 cents or whatever it is for their registration, whatever they tack on. Geeks 12, $1 a month economy hosting with a free domain. You can see the features link on the website. 50% off new hosting plans with a free domain. 50% off 12 months of business website builder. I believe that actually that GNC got with that deal with $1 a month for 12 months, where you get a free domain website builder and Microsoft Outlook email address is the better deal there. But again, we've got GNC 99, the 99cent.com. Geeks 12, $1 a month economy hosting with a free domain. 50% off on two different products. Get them now, all right? And we want to thank GoDaddy, of course, for being a longtime sponsor here at Geek News Central. Look forward to what's coming in May. So exciting to get ramped up here. Again, always look at the offers, see what the what it's going to revert to from a pricing standpoint after that first year so that you're not surprised and have sticker shock later. And all those will be in the details on the webpage that you land at when you click on one of these promo codes at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. All right, I think that's going to be, I didn't have a lot to share on, again, the admin stuff, but again, I wanted to kind of kick off this thing where we're going to, you know, share products that we love with each other and stuff that we hate and talk about that as well. So I think that's all I have in my stack, and we can get into the regular tech stuff here, which you all have come for. But just before we do that, you know, Jen and the team, Jen, Andrew, have all been doing great jobs putting stuff on the website. Sean, of course, talking about, you know, different products that were coming out and being available. You know, there's lots of great information right now on geeknesscentral.com. We want you to be, again, subscribed to this show. We want you to be subscribed to the regular blog feed don't miss, because I pay these guys nice income. Let me take that back. We pay them a fair rate for the writing on geeknesscentral.com, and I want you all to take advantage of the team here and putting stuff together. As we grow, they're going to grow with us, and I do appreciate the entire writing team that puts stuff up on the website, because to be honest with you, you guys know I'm insanely crazy busy. Although I will say the gal, Mackenzie, that we've hired at Raw Voice, a lifesaver for me, taking over a lot of the stuff that that basically I had to, do a day in and day out on. So anyway, let's go ahead and move on to the next topic. And I had a little problem with Chrome tonight. I hope it's completely reloaded. Flash died, and every time I was trying to reload the pages, it was horrible. So it just gets a mind of its own sometimes. It really, really does. Hey, our hearts have to go out to the tourists and residents of Nepal. It just such a sad, sad story here. 7.8 on the Richter scale. They're suspecting as many as 4,000 people have died. 500,000 people have been affected. And UNICEF says there's 1 million children in need of aid. It's a big number, and the world's going to turn out. But, if you have, if you thought about it, this is probably a population that needs our financial support. So I've made my family's donation already. I hope that you guys will go ahead and support the victims of this this earthquake. Lost a lot of people here. Just when Mother Nature shows her guns, it's really incredible the damage and devastation that can be wrought upon a population. So hearts go out to the folks in Nepal. Switching gears here to a more hypothetical note, there's a good article over on extremetech.com, and it basically says, it's still possible we live inside a hologram? And I get to thinking about this, and it's the Men in Black type of stuff, you just wonder sometimes if we're not some child's toy and running on, I hope we're not being controlled and manipulated. We will never know one way or the other anyway. But it's an interesting discussion. And they say, is there actually just a hologram? And this idea has been floated around before and isn't just some trippy, somewhat horrifying thought one gets it really at 3 o'clock in the morning. But they're saying, scientists say, it could very well be an actual physical property of the universe. And it may have been under our noses all this time. And I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say that there's a lot to this universe we absolutely don't understand. We're like kindergartners when it comes to understanding space and everything else. And what's happening in space research is really incredible, especially with an article that came out that talks about, did I have it already put in the stack? NASA, apparently. Now, hold on. Just hold on. Hold on to this, because you talk about us being in a hologram, right? But what happens with the in Star Trek? It's like, all right, take us out of here. Or Star Wars. There's warp drives, right? Well, in an article over at DailyGalaxy.com, and again, I'm telling you, just straight up, this is on the verge of like, really? But NASA is said to be on the verge of discovering warp bubbles, enabling the dreams of interstellar interstellar travel. And they've actually had some experiments that led to the possibility of faster than light interstellar travel, and it took place in the vacuums, according to a post on NASA's spaceflight.com, a website devoted to engineering side of space news. When lasers were fired through what's called the EM drive resonator chamber, some of the beams appeared to travel faster than the speed of light. So if that's true, it could mean that this thing called the EM drive, basically the catalyst for training warp drive excitement in the electromagnetic drive, or EM drive, a thruster that was engineered to steer rockets, which eliminates the use of propellant originally intended for moon missions, may be the beginning of what will be known at some point in the future as the warp drive. Now, I know some of you are going, come on, Todd, what have you been smoking before the show? This is on a reputable website, and I actually had to read it two or three times. I made sure the date wasn't April 1st. I'm like, you know, how ironic would it be if in our lifetime that the big eggheads at NASA were actually able to figure this out? Would that be like, whoa, exciting or what? I think we all of us geeks and science, you know, freaks and you know, everything goes along with the geek culture, has to be like, all of us have to be hoping that this is the real deal. Of course, they got a bunch of tests they have to do, and you know, there's all kinds of different types of discussions out there. But we will see where this leads, and we'll watch for papers coming out talking about it, and I'm sure many of it will be debunked, but it's a lot of fun in the meantime. All right, are you a WordPress user? Yes. Did you update your WordPress install again today? All right, 4.2.1 was released. If you have not updated your blog, full stop, okay? Full stop right now, and go update your WordPress site and then come back. Don't delay. This is a bad one. Bad, 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 bad. It's a new proof of concept code that could hijack millions of WordPress websites. They've issued a patch, 4.21, that fixes it. Apparently, the dev has known about it for a while. He's been trying to talk to the WordPress folks, and they said, showed him the hand, didn't talk to him. And he basically says, okay, you don't want to talk to me. I'm going to release the vulnerability. I'm going to talk about it on my blog. And he did, and they patched it overnight. So this is critical. Update your WordPress blog immediately. This is like 3 updates in less than a week. Simply insane how much stuff is coming out. But they're reacting. They should have reacted before. Let's be quite honest with you. All right, this next one is going to blow your minds. We're going to completely shift gears here. So, have you ever stayed at a Motel 6? I have. I've stayed at Motel 6s in the past. Motel 6s are not necessarily very expensive. They are definitely not on a 5-star range, but they're clean. And they don't always have in the best part of town. But it appears that a number of Motel 6s have decided to provide the local police department a printout every day of the guests that are registered to stay at the hotel. This is insane. I really don't understand this. But so basically what's going on is, while warrantless access to motel records is being challenged in the Supreme Court, Motel 6 has decided to preemptively strip away any privacy expectations that may result from court rulings and just hand over the folks are staying at their hotel, because sometimes criminals stay in motel rooms. This is going to blow, and it isn't nationwide. This is in a specific jurisdiction. Warwick. Where's Warwick? I don't even know where Warwick is. But this is crazy. City police have arrested four people staying at the Motel 6 on Jefferson Boulevard as a result of the hotel chain's agreement to provide police with a daily guest list, Mayor Scott Avedisian said Tuesday. The names of Motel 6 guests, which police then checked for outstanding warrants, is one of five steps Motel 6 corporate managers agreed to take in response to a string of high-profile incidents and concerns the establishment was becoming a haven for passing criminals. We know everyone who is staying in the hotel tonight, the mayor said in a phone interview after meeting with Motel 6 executives that also included Warwick Police Chief Colonel Stephen M. McCartney and Seekonk Mass Town Administrator Sean Kadamai. I'm dumbfounded. So let's just say, as an example, you've got a traffic ticket, parking ticket, jaywalking ticket, and you've missed that payment somewhere. You didn't pay that ticket off. And they send your name over to the police department as being a registered guest. Yeah, Mr. Todd Cochran from Kapolei, Hawaii is staying at the Motel 6. And they run me on a national database and they find that I have an outstanding warrant because I didn't pay a parking ticket. They can come to my hotel room, open my door, arrest me for the outstanding warrant because they've been provided a list who stays at the hotel. I am absolutely blown away. How is this even possible? I don't get it. Motel 6 has also agreed to share its national do not rent list of problem guests. He intends to reach out to the Rhode Island Hospitality Association to see if other establishment cities would be willing to do the same. Motel 6 is not coming across as a champion of the people. Check in here and get arrested. As of now, listen to this. Can you imagine checking them? Hey, can we put your name on the list? We're going to provide the police department. No. As of now, guests who check in at Warwick's Motel 6 will not be told their names are on a list that goes to the police station every night. Alerting motel guests that local police know their whereabouts is not a normal process of our check-in, said Victor Glover, a vice president of safety and security for G6 Hospitality, the parent company for Motel 6. I don't know that we have any plans of instituting that as we move forward. Well, here's how this is going to work. Is there anyone in this audience that is insane enough to stay at a Motel 6? What is that guy's name? Claude Woodell or whatever his name. I haven't heard a Motel 6 commercial in 10 years. But they had that guy, why don't you come on down here? We'll leave the light on for you. That commercial, I think we all heard that thing. They have lost their freaking minds. This is insanity. Why? Okay, you got a problem with a guest that's coming into your hotel? You don't rent him a room. Say, sorry, sir. We're not allowed to rent you a room. No. They rent the room. Then they get them arrested. We understand people are going to use drugs. We understand people are going to be doing different types of activities in hotel rooms that are really not in the up and up. But, okay, that's police authorities' jobs to shut that down, do their own independent investigation, observation. It's not the hotel's property responsibility to hand over a list to the police department. Tell me, this is who's in my hotel tonight. I'm just shocked. I really am. I'm just blown away. What do you guys think? Geeknews@gmail.com. Want to hear from you. Please tell me. And if anyone's going to stay at a Hotel 6 after you've heard this, Please tell me why you're going to do that. Now, on a real deal here, police have broke up a cyber gang that stole over $15 million from banks. Romanian authorities have detained 25 people who are suspected of being members of an international gang of cyber thieves who hacked into banks, cloned payment cards, and used them to steal over $15 million. Well, they've got a few of my credit cards. In the past, they've cloned them and used them. So I'm not surprised by this. But anytime they can put some bad guys in jail, good. All right. Being here in Hawaii, about probably 90% of us are going to be rooting for Pacquiao during the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight coming this weekend. It's a huge, huge, huge Filipino community here. It's kind of seen as the guy. And I know there's probably some Mayweather fans out there. But what's going on across the world with this upcoming fight and the $300 million purse and, $150 million going to the television networks and so forth, it appears that a Filipino IT professor has been arrested by local authorities in the Philippines on suspicion of running a pirate streaming site. According to ABS-CBN, the professor planned to illegally stream the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight. In addition to a criminal investigation, the man faces millions of dollars in damages in the U.S. court. So he's in jail, and his website is not going to be streaming it because the media company has secured that website from him. Lots of people want to see this fight. They don't want to pay the big pay-per-view price. After the last fight, what did it last 2 minutes or something? People were a little bit upset. So we'll see how long this one goes. I'll just watch what happens online. I won't be renting, but, kind of interesting. And I am going to root for Pacquiao. So we'll see how it goes down. All right. Comcast has burned through $32 million for lobbying for the Time Warner Cable merger. So, paying those politicians off is not cheap. $32 million worth. All right, Google has made nice with European news publishers. So European publishers have long chastised Google for allegedly hurting their bottom line, but the internet giant is now trying to meet them halfway. It's launching a partnership with 8 news outlets, including UK's Financial Times and The Guardian, that will develop publisher-friendly products and create a $163 million innovation fund. The hope is that the collaboration will keep the journalism viable in an era where you can sometimes get the gist of a story through a simple web search. So Google's paying them off. Google's paying them off to try to get them off their backs. All right, this article, and I don't normally pick up stuff off the Washington Post. My wife and I get the digital version of the Star Advertiser here, and I also get, because of that, I get a free digital edition to the Washington Post. They send me emails, 2 or 3 times a day with the latest headlines coming out of the nation's capital and everywhere else. So I skipped through about 99.9% of it until I saw a link today that was entitled, "This Microsoft Ad Paints a Terrifying Future Where Employees Are Working Literally 24 Hours a Day." And I want to just go through this a little bit and tell you how sick we have become. 19% of people have said they worked when they were going to the bathroom. Yes, getting work done. This is the Microsoft slogan. Getting work done is easy from any room in the house. So 19% of people have worked when they were going to the bathroom. Okay, 47% have worked when they were on vacation. So basically, Microsoft is saying whether in an office, park, or a national park, you can still participate in meetings. 47% have worked when they were on vacation. Another slogan is, you don't have to miss the kids, game, or recital when you can work anywhere. 20% of parents said they've worked at a children's event or activity. Get work done while enjoying that happy hour appetizer. 27% have worked when they were out to eat. No need to record your favorite show when you can work on the couch. 44% have worked when they're watching TV. Oh, it gets better. Multitasking takes on a new meaning when you can work flexibly. 27% of people said they have worked while they were in bed. What's wrong with us? What is really wrong with us? That's some scary statistics. And the Washington Post has it right. And this polling is, wow. I'm probably guilty for all these things. I could probably say yes to all that. But it should sit us all back in our chairs a little bit and say, 27% of people said they have worked while they were in bed. We need to change. We really, really do. Okay, next up is something that is holy cow, wow. And I know some of you will not be happy about this, but this is some technology that's crazily insane cool. DARPA has announced that self-steering bullet program, dubbed the Extreme Accuracy Task Ordnance, X-ACTO, passed another development milestone in late Friday per an administration release, and the video below, it's on the website that I'm going to send you guys to on Engadget, experienced and novice shooters alike were able to strike moving targets. In the case of the expert shooters, able to hit actively evading targets as well. And the video is kind of a true eye-opener. And this is guidance of a small caliber bullet. Not large. This is not like something that comes out of a howitzer. But this is talking about building capabilities. And, well, not necessarily small. 50 cal. So it's not going to come out of a regular infantry-sized weapon that's being carried by your standard troop guy. But the 50 cal, the guy that's got the big hammer, he's got to be able to use this. But they're going to be able to, at some point in the future, guide projectiles across all calibers. So this is amazing stuff here. And makes you go, oh man, things are going to change in a big, big way over time. All right, next thing up, Groove Shark could be hit with up to $736 million in copyright infringement damages. We'll see what happens here. I just don't think that they have the money to pay it. We'll see. But that trial is starting, so we'll look for an announcement on what happens with the legal proceedings there in a few days. All right, the National Hockey League is banning the use of Periscope streaming by media during warm-ups and intermissions. So, it's all about control. The NHL does not want people using live streaming apps, you know, covering what's going on during warm-ups and intermissions. So just amazing to me the stupidity that these groups are trying to impose upon journalists. Okay, you don't stream it, then you just record it and you play it later. They probably have rules on that as well. All right, I just, every time I see something from the International Space Station, I get a little bit giddy. And Scott Kelly, who was up there for a year, is showing off his bedroom in space. So Kelly tweeted a picture of his very mini bedroom aboard the International Space Station, again, where he's spending a full year. And so if you notice, of course, you're not really laying down. You're just kind of strapped to a wall, right, because of the gravity. But what I thought was kind of interesting, that there was two laptops, and it looks like an iPad or some sort of, it looks like an iPad. That is in his quarters. So he's got two computers. Looks like one of them is actually on YouTube. At least that's what it appears to be on. Or maybe some sort of news feed. The other laptop shows where the National Space Station is at the moment. And then the iPad above just has a number of apps. So anyway, very, very cool stuff. I wish we could see more close-up pictures of that. There's a couple things on there that I don't fully understand what it is, but one thing I did laugh, I noticed a flashlight attached to the wall. The question is on that, do they use batteries or do they recharge? They have rechargeable batteries. I think that's what they would use. I can't imagine taking Energizers up there. It's not something that you're going to want to, it's not like you can throw them away, right? All right, Google Eye's new way to pick up your patents to combat trolls. Google has announced a new way for patent owners looking to make some cash off their creations. Just do that starting May 8th, running through May 22nd. Google will offer an experimental program that will allow patent owners to sell individual patents to the search company. So they're going to have that period where they're going to look at them, and if they buy them, they'll pay for them in August. Kind of a cool deal. All right, over on The Verge, Tesla is inviting was invited for the April 30th event that teases the missing piece. I think we all know this is going to be a home battery. So I'm excited to see what's going to happen here. And if this battery is affordable and I can get a tax write-off, sign me up. Yes, sirree. By golly. So we'll see what happens here. But we may have some batteries for the home coming out. I bet you that battery is going to be $20,000, $25,000. Can't imagine it being cheaper than that. But you know, it's time to completely get off the grid. It really, really is. And if Tesla is able to deliver a battery that can basically run my house while the while it's nighttime, sign me up. Tesla's website and Twitter account were also hacked, so they had a little bit of security issue, and you know, hacks happen. But they temporarily got control of both the website and the Twitter account. So not good. So they had a little bit of a security issue there. More shockingly, more details have come out on the president's email that was hacked. You know, as we've talked about this over the past, it was said to have been very minor. But apparently the full picture was not shared. And the breach... And the breach being a whole lot more intrusive than what was originally talked about. Officials have also conceded that sensitive information that was stored in the unclassified system were accessed by hackers, and this doesn't bode well at all. The hack was discovered, of course, in October of last year, which eventually led to a partial shutdown of the White House email system. The New York Times had reported this. And also said that the hackers who also got deeply into the State Department unclassified system do not appear to have penetrated closely guarded servers that control the message traffic from the president's BlackBerry, which he or an aide carries constantly. And I'm sure that the Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's server, which was run by some dude, was probably very secure, right? Of course, we know that she's formatted the hard drive to delete all the emails off that server. So we know that her email server wasn't hacked, right? Ha, 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 ha. Now, how do these people get away with this stuff? Really? All right, congratulations to Apple. Strong performance iPhone and Mac and App Store drives 27% revenue growth and 40% EPS growth, setting a new second quarter record. So let's go in here. Look at the fat numbers: $58 million in quarterly net profit of $13.6 billion, or $2.33 per diluted share. And these results compare to revenue of $45.6 billion and net profit of $10.2 or $1.66 diluted share in the year ago quarter. Gross margin was at 40.8%. What company can operate at a 40% margin? This type of margin is every CEO's absolutely dream. It really is incredible that every dollar that Apple brings in, they keep 40 cents of it. So they're providing the following guidance for its fiscal third quarter: revenue between 46 and 48, gross margin of 38 to 39, operating expenses between 5.6 and 5.7 billion, other income of 350 million. And a tax rate of 26.3% on what little they have coming in and banking in the United States. Most of that money that they earned was offshore. So Tim Cook had some thoughts to investors on the iPad, iPhone, and Apple Watch. Apparently, the iPad is waning. So we may see continue to see a drop in the iPad numbers. Mac computer sales were up, doing better than the actual iPads themselves. But Apple sold a whopping 61 million iPhones in quarter two. Disappoints again with only 12 million iPads in Q2. But think about that, 61 million iPhones. That's just an incredible number. It really, really is. If you're thinking about picking up a new cell phone, Verizon is reduced its rates on its shared data plans. They're cheap once again on the heels of a rough quarter. So you can get 6 gigs for $70, 10 gigs for $80, was $100, 15 gigs for $100, that's new, 20 gigs for $140, it was $160. So they did drop some of the prices by as much as $20. I'm paying for my wife's phone. She's got 10 gigs across three users. We're paying $80. So we actually got it cheaper before too. So man, what a, just crazy what we're paying for bandwidth. But if you're making a move, now it's the time. Time Warner Cable is reportedly open to being acquired by Charter. So, you know, with the failure of the Comcast-Time Warner merger not even really being off the slab yet, executives are exploring new options. Time Warner is again open to being acquired by Charter and a move that would create another cable giant. And so it's still smaller than Comcast. But so they're looking to sell. As we suspected, ESPN is suing Verizon over customizable Fios TV plan, specifically the unbundling of some ESPN channels. And so ESPN is basically saying that they're at the forefront of embracing innovative ways to deliver high-quality content and value to consumers on multiple platforms, but that must be done in compliance with our agreements. We simply ask that Verizon abide by the terms of our contracts. In other words, bundle it. You can't unbundle it. Verizon says consumers have spoken loud and clear that they want choice. And the industry should be focused on giving consumers what they want. We are well within our rights under agreement to offer customers these choices. So the line has been drawn in the sand. And we have to kind of hand it to Verizon a little bit here for doing the unbundling. So they're just trying to make some, you know, for all the cord cutters out there, they want to make some options. All right, there's a good article over in Gizmodo talking about the Parrot Bebop drone and Sky Controller. This is probably one drone that you're going to want to stay away from. The review is not at all positive in many instances. The DJI drones are still really ranking really, really high. Of course, they're a lot more expensive. But anyway, I'll have the link up in the show notes for you to review that if you're thinking about doing and buying or getting a drone. All right, a little bit of news out of here in Hawaii. Anonymous still trolling after all these years. Yesterday, the environmental faction of Anonymous took down a Hawaiian state government website and the site for the 30-meter telescope project, which is being contested right now by folks here in Hawaii. And, of course, folks are, you know, this is already a done deal. They're going to build the world's second-largest telescope atop Mauna Kea. And, of course, you've probably never heard of Operation Green Rights, but that's a point. But Anonymous is still doing denial of service attacks and so forth. But they went after the Hawaiian state site, which was down about 3 hours. And of course, then the actual project's website itself. So I have a link up in the show notes for you guys to check that out. All right, imagine you're at the casino. You're playing the penny machine. You win $1.80 on the machine, and all of a sudden the bonus round comes up, and it says you won $41.8 million on a bonus. Well, don't get too excited, because a 90-year-old grandmother was basically told, nope, you're not getting the cash. A court has basically said, yep, the machine malfunctioned, it wasn't right, so you can't have the $41,797,550.16 that the machine said it owed you. Casinos, when someone wins a jackpot, they're supposed to pay. But apparently this particular machine was only supposed to have a max of a $10,000 reward. But they've been unable to duplicate the sequence of events that led to the 41. I tell you, they're going to have to pay me some money one way or the other if my machine comes up and says I won $41 million. You know, when you're on airplanes, you would be surprised how little materials is between you. And let's say you're sitting on an aisle seat. And from that aisle seat, you got a wall there, right? You've got the window that you look out of. You've got some plastic. Behind that plastic is some insulation, maybe one or two layers. Usually the second layer is right up against the ribs of the skin. And really the only thing that separates you and basically the outside air is a very thin piece of aluminum. It's, for a better word, riveted to the aircraft structure to hold the cabin integrity. But someone has come up with an ultra thin membrane that makes planes 100 times quieter, and they're talking about starting to roll this out into some small planes, helicopters, and so forth, to reduce the hum and the noise that we hear as we fly. So this is pretty exciting stuff. This honeycomb is pretty thin, implemented on floors and sidewalls and so forth to reduce noise in the aircraft. Best Buy is gaining Apple Pay support in app today in retail stores this fall. So Tim Cook announced during their company's earnings call that Best Buy will gain support for Apple Pay in its iOS app and be able to accept this fall again. So good news for Best Buy. All right, Microsoft is bringing apps to its Outlook.com email service. So this is pretty cool. We've been using, our team's been using Gmail, using Google Apps, and then we've been attaching a variety of services to it. Right now, I am Angelo and his team. The programming team's using an app called Jira for all their project management and, doing code layout. And we have other tools for our archives. But just this past week, we started using a CRM called Insightly. And it works really good. I can get an email from a client. I can send it to Insightly with a click of a button inside Gmail. And then I can manage tasks and contact list and how often I've talked to that person, and so on and so forth. Full-blown CRM. Not necessarily cheap, but oh my God, what a lifesaver. So I think Outlook has figured out that they have to bring apps to Outlook.com in order to compete with this app ecosystem that is in place with Google. And so we'll see where this leads, but could be exciting stuff here. And they're going to start adding apps. Smart, smart, smart. I can't wait to see what they come up with. All right, there's some news about the X-37B. And they actually came out and said what its next mission, part of its next mission, is going to do. Of course, there's been not a lot of information about what this Air Force spacecraft does. But an unprecedented disclosure, the DOD has basically told the press a little bit what they're going to be doing. It's a Hall Thruster Electric Propulsion System, to test to enable in-space characterizations of design modifications intended to improve the performance of units aboard extremely high-frequency military communication spacecraft. So what this thing does, instead of having a bunch of gas to move the satellite, this Aerojet Hall Thruster doesn't use a lot of power, and it doesn't have a lot of propulsion, but it has enough to do constant velocity pushing or pull, basically to help move and position the satellite. So it's they're going to use it on the X-37 to do some tests. So first time that the DOD is unclassified and basically said what this thing's actually doing out there. Have many of you drove into the San Joaquin Valley you come off the Grapevine on I-5 heading north towards San Francisco, and for about 250 to 300 miles, right or left of you, probably 100 miles wide, is where a large majority of the vegetables and produce that we consume in the United States come from. Of course, with the unprecedented drought in California, farmers are not being allocated any water this year, thanks to again, the state's water rights work. But what's going on now is farmers are basically saying, screw it. We've got great sunlight here in the wintertime. They, of course, in the winter, they have very foggy days, so they're not going to get as much bang for the buck as they would. But still, they'll get a fair amount of sunshine even in the wintertime. But their farmers are now starting to put up solar farms. Instead of growing grapefruit and lettuce and cabbage and nuts and raisins and everything else that's come out of the San Joaquin Valley, the breadbasket of America, they're going to put solar panels up. This, to me, is really scary. We're going to become very dependent on foreign produce to keep our stocks, our stores supplied. I was talking with my mom about it, and she's a produce broker, and she is, kind of like, oh, we don't know what's going to happen. This could be really bad. So expect, if you're vegetarian, you may end up paying more, a lot more for your vegetables. And it's not good for anyone, because when that happens, people, tend to go back to stuff that's not as healthy. But this is kind of what is the potential of happening if this water situation in California doesn't resolve itself. All right, moving on. Facebook Messenger launches free voice IP video call over cellular and Wi-Fi. I'm sure that's what you just really wanted to know. But that's now being rolled out. Also, you got to love this. You got to love these guys. The Apple Watch. Will it blend? Why, yes, they did. They blended an Apple Watch. I'm sure you'll get a little kick out of the Apple Watch. And also, they're talking about being prepared for blending an Apple car at some point. So just watch the video all the way to the end, folks. Over on firstlook.org, specifically The Intercept, they're talking about encrypting your laptop. And this was a story that's being done by Micah Lee. And you'll definitely want to go through this. And if you're looking to encrypt your laptop, there's some suggestions and also some software tools that you can use. All right. Many folks and employers automatically force them to encrypt. All right. The president has told his critics to tell him what's wrong with the TPP. And of course, critics can't give him any feedback because the agreement is still classified. The president is apparently quite annoyed by the fact that his own party is basically pushing against his big trade deal. Senator Elizabeth Warren has been pretty aggressive in trashing the TPP agreement, highlighting the fact that the agreement is still secret, other than bits that have leaked on WikiLeaks' response. The president came out swinging against the critics of TPP, arguing they don't know what they're talking about. Well, of course, no one knows what they're talking about, because, Mr. President, with all due respect, we can't read the TPP. We have no idea what's in it. This is why people are upset. Do you not remember when you became president, you promised to have the most transparent organization or administration of any president to date? That has quite frankly not been the case. I don't care what party you are in, if you're a Republican or Democrat, these politicians, they never follow through with what they say. They lie. All of them lie. I don't think there's a politician alive that can't help himself but lie. So anyway, I'm just venting here, and don't take it the wrong way, but it just blows me away that the sheep in this country allow the president, the administration, the senators, the House of Representatives, everyone get away with some of this stuff that they're doing. And again, I'm an equal party basher, just like I'm an equal opportunity operating system basher. But something has to give at some point. Okay, how to download your entire Google search history. Well, you need to know how to do that. Well, I have the link up in the show notes for you on how to do that. Get your history. We talked about that a little bit on a previous show, but we didn't really go into the procedure. So I'll have a link in the show notes on how to do that. And while I'm waiting for email to load here, hope you got value out of today's show. Hope you'll consider becoming a GNC insider at geeknewscentral.com/insider. You also can help us out a great deal by trying Harry's at harrys.com. Use that promo code geeknews. That really helps the show out and it keeps the sponsors coming back. They have an interesting model on how they advertise in shows. They take the spots I've done this month. They go back and do analysis of it, see how many new customers we brought on board, and decide whether or not they're going to renew. It's definitely performance-based. So anything you guys can do to help kick the numbers is always greatly appreciated. All right, I'm trying to get my email here. All right, here we go. Oh, no. I got an email from Kevin. He said, "Hey, Todd, the news coming out of Nepal today is nothing short of heartbreaking. But with each passing hour, I become more and more hopeful. I'm hopeful because our trusted partners are already on the ground in Nepal, delivering emergency supplies and medical care to survivors. And I'm basically hopeful because the response from the community of global givers has been overwhelming. 11,345 people from 90 countries around the world made donations to all Nepal earthquake relief funds since Saturday morning. I've been using Global Giving as one of my of several places where I send donate money. They do a good job in making sure a large percentage of the cash that we donate actually get to the people on the ground. I think that's important. So definitely check the folks out at globalgiving.org. Got an email from Ron. He says, "Hey, Todd. Todd, you made me see this PC Magazine article on the best photos taken by the Hubble telescope." So he's got a link up there. We want to thank you for sending those over, Ron. Of course, Ron listens to the show out of Victoria, British Columbia in Canada. And thanks for being part of the Ohana here, Ron. We do appreciate it. Got an email from Henry. He says, make sure, what was the last date? Did I read this on the last show? No, this has been. "Aloha, Todd. On show 1025, you spoke of a Siemens electric motor. Thank you. May I offer a suggestion? There are two ways to pronounce Siemens. The German way, Siemens. The American way, Siemens. Like a sea." You were in the Navy. All the Siemens gear was stored properly. It still sounds better saying Siemens. Siemens. So Henry is with Siemens. So what can you tell us? What can you tell us about this motor? It's just a small world. And I know I'll pronounce it correctly from here on out. You know, we have several of our listeners that are very good at keeping me from completely destroying the English language. Right when I'm speaking Waze, the app Waze, not Waz. So very, very cool. Another email from Jeff saying, "Hey, Todd, an Android is urinating on the Apple logo on Google Maps." And he sends me a link to it. So someone's having a little fun with Google and Apple. All right, got an email from Christian. He says, "Hey, Todd, I've been meaning to write for a while. Here's a few items I want to mention. Did you see this video from New York Times about Hawaiian solar?" I did watch that. Thank you very much. Also, we're talking about the Tesla's new battery. And, I already read this on the last show. I'm sorry. Christian, you're the gentleman that's using Harry's already. So, all right, this is going to wrap the show up, folks. We're going to bring it to a close here. GeekNewsCentral.com/insider. Don't forget about Harry's and the $5 off by using the promo code GeekNews. You can go over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy to get my GoDaddy promo codes. I'll be back with you on Thursday for a regular show. I hope you had a great time. I do appreciate and love every one of you. Thanks for being part of my family here, my extended family. Drop me a line, geeknews@gmail.com. Tell me what you love, what you hated about the show, what you want me to cover. Send me cool links to stuff. I definitely appreciate that as well. But I'll be back with you Thursday, everyone. Take care. Have a great week. We'll see you then. Aloha.